episode number 22 of the Mad Henry Radio Show. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Madison Walker. How is everyone doing? Let's get to it with today's topic. Yes, my brain is like a computer. They are very similar in lots of ways, but I hate bedtime.
This fake podcast has some fake sponsors. So please listen to the following advertisement, which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by the PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
Here's what to do when you cannot sleep because there is so much on your mind. If you are concerned that you are not going to sleep tonight, here are some activities that you can do throughout the day that can help keep your mind at ease as you go to bed. Get in the habit of getting enough sleep. You prime your body by doing the same sleep-promoting activities every day. Try to get into bed at about the same time every night. Establishing a bedtime routine helps prepare your mind and body to fall asleep. Develop a soothing bedtime routine that will help your mind and body get ready to go to sleep. Winding down in similar ways, and sleeping at around the same time each day, will help you build a good habit, meaning that you are settled in by the time bedtime rolls around. Healthy sleeping habits will make it easier for you to shut down your brain before you go to bed and have a great night's sleep. Sleep apps keep an eye on your sleeping habits to help you identify optimal bedtimes and the times that you should wake up. If you discover your sleeping problems are reoccurring or are contributing to significant daytime sleepiness, speak to your healthcare provider, who can look at your sleeping habits, determine whether you are suffering from a sleep disorder, and develop a plan that will help you rest better. A doctor can help to rule out any sleep disorders and determine any health problems, treatments, or medications that may be getting in the way of getting a good night's rest. While some sleep disorders might need to be seen by a medical professional, many sleep issues you can address yourself. Here's how to recognize sleep disorder symptoms and get the treatment you need. There are a number of things you can do to determine the root causes of a sleep disorder and improve your sleep, health, and quality of life. Keeping a record of your sleeping patterns and problems also proves useful should you ultimately need to visit a sleep physician. You can improve your sleep by making sure that you are on a consistent sleep schedule. Keep it consistent, and you will train your body to expect to be asleep once that rest time is over. Try cutting out your screen time for 1 to 2 hours before you are scheduled to go to bed. Avoid staying up late at night over the weekends. Sleep in, then try to get into bed on your normal schedule Sunday evening. You are unlikely to press the snooze button and go back to sleep if you need to leave the bed and go across the room to set the alarm. If lack of sleep and anxiety about the day ahead are leading you to hit the snooze button a little too often, you are not alone. Insomnia is an inability to fall asleep, stay asleep, or get the sleep that is necessary for you to feel refreshed when you wake up. Insomnia may also be caused by other sleep disorders or mood disorders, like anxiety and depression. Insomnia, which is an inability to fall asleep or to get enough sleep at night, may be caused by stress, jet lag, health conditions, medications you are taking, or even how much coffee you are drinking. Sleep disorders can have serious effects on your mental and physical health, including your mood, energy, and ability to deal with stress. Sleep deprivation, particularly over the long term, can cause a number of detrimental effects, both mental and physical. The effects of continued sleep deprivation may also compound over time, contributing to substantial, long-term health problems. That is, while age alone does indeed alter sleep, it is also fairly common for older adults to experience health problems that may contribute to disrupted sleep. It is probably unrealistic to expect to be sleeping any longer or any more deeply when you are older than you were when you were younger. If you have regular trouble getting to sleep at night, waking up feeling tired, or feeling drowsy during the day, it is possible you are suffering from a sleep disorder. A sleep journal can identify daytime and nighttime habits that might contribute to nighttime problems. If you cannot fall asleep, then work on something else, such as reading or listening to music, until you are feeling drowsy. If no sleep has arrived after 20 minutes, get out of bed again and try relaxing activities again, until you are drowsy enough to give it another shot. Put pen to paper. One effective technique that may help us get to sleep more quickly is taking a few minutes to write our to-do lists for the day ahead. Count a few sheep. This may not work for everyone, but paying attention to a single thing may help to calm the mind, making it easier to fall asleep. Mania or hypomania. Symptoms from bipolar disorder or another mental health condition. Your brain has no off switch, but there are some ways you can gently tell it to slow down. This stimulation may excite your brain, making it harder to turn your brain off at night. Clusters of sleep-promoting neurons in many parts of the brain become more active when we are getting ready to go to sleep. Specialized cells in your eyes' retinas process light and signal to your brain if it is daytime or nighttime, and they may promote or delay our sleep-wake cycles. Exposure to light makes it harder to fall asleep and get back into a dream state if you are awoken. Not only does light from electronic screens interfere with melatonin production, which makes it physically harder to get to sleep, it also increases anxiety and stress, particularly if you just received a stressful news item through an email or on social media. The blue light that is emitted by a phone's or tablet screens can suppress your natural production of melatonin, a hormone involved in timing our internal circadian sleep clock. Limit caffeine. When you are tired after an unsuccessful night's sleep, it is tempting to reach for a cup of coffee, but drinking caffeine makes it harder for you to fall asleep at night, creating a vicious cycle. Alcohol can disturb your sleep cycle and keep you from reaching REM, or deep sleep. Do not drink alcohol right before bed. Alcohol may seem like the obvious choice to help calm your mind before you go to sleep, but it actually can disturb sleep cycles later in the evening. A sleep center may even be able to give you the equipment to track your activities at home. I will also talk to you about which methods are proven to work, and which may be helpful for treating insomnia and sleep problems in older adults.
This has been the Matt Henry Radio Show, Episode 22. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.